Practice Test 2.
Listening Test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are 4 parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear 4 statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the 4 statements. A.
They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's parking a car.
B.
He's carrying groceries.
C.
He's entering a store.
D.
He's pushing a shopping cart.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
A wall is being painted.
B.
Some plants have been placed in a row.
C.
A cement floor is being swept.
D.
Some boxes have been stacked in a corner.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
One of the women is adjusting a bicycle seat.
B.
One of the women is drinking from a cup.
C.
The women are standing by a wooden railing.
D.
The women are climbing some stairs to a porch.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
A table has plates of food on it.
B.
A display case is located near some steps.
C.
Some chairs have been moved into a corner.
D.
Some lights are being turned off.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
A door has been propped open.
B.
Some people are replacing some glass.
C.
Workers are cleaning large window panes.
D.
A spray bottle has been set on the ground.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
Merchandise is being taken off a shelf.
B.
They're hanging some clothes on a rack.
C.
Some shirts are being packed into a box.
D.
A ladder is leaning against a wall.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Where should I meet you at the theater?
A.
In front of the box office.
B.
It got great reviews.
C.
The show starts at 8 o'clock.
Number 8.
The printer on this floor is working, isn't it?
A.
No, it's broken.
B.
Yes, there is.
C.
50 copies.
Number 9.
What should I prepare for the sales workshop?
A.
A group of us went.
B.
Didn't Elizabeth take care of everything?
C.
That should be fine.
Number 10.
When will the town council election take place?
A.
At the town hall.
B.
At the beginning of June.
C.
Several candidates.
Number 11.
Is technical support available 24 hours a day?
A.
To buy a new watch.
B.
I don't have questions right now.
C.
Yes, through our website.
Number 12.
How much does this sweater cost?
A.
It also comes in black.
B.
Cash only.
C.
It should say on the tag.
Number 13.
Who gave the presentation on company benefits?
A.
Yes, we all went.
B.
They don't fit.
C.
Someone in human resources.
Number 14.
Why is there so much traffic?
A.
After the weather report.
B.
Because there's a basketball game today.
C.
No, that's enough.
Number 15.
Would you be interested in joining the hiring committee?
A.
Yes, I'd be honored to.
B.
Last Wednesday evening.
C.
It's an interesting article.
Number 16.
Are you going on vacation this month or next month?
A.
We're still deciding.
B.
A different location.
C.
I'm looking forward to it.
Number 17.
How do I get a new identification card?
A.
There's an online form to fill out.
B.
To carry in your wallet.
C.
By February 21st.
Number 18.
Shall I send out the agenda for the meeting?
A.
Not in general.
B.
I have to make a revision first.
C.
Conference room C is large enough.
Number 19.
Who was selected to work on the advertising project?
A.
A great success.
B.
It's a popular brand.
C.
I haven't heard.
Number 20.
The ferry to the island runs every half hour, doesn't it?
A.
Yes, there's one coming now.
B.
No thanks, that's too late.
C.
At the ticket kiosk.
Number 21.
How should I pay the deposit on the rental car?
A.
Do you have a credit card?
B.
It's less expensive than that.
C.
Yes, there's plenty of space.
Number 22.
Who's responsible for the packaging design?
A.
It was shipped overnight.
B.
Just sign here.
C.
Martin's team.
Number 23.
Is Mr. Kim in charge of the manufacturing plant?
A.
Weren't some planted recently?
B.
I think someone else is managing it now.
C.
Just a small production defect.
Number 24.
Why don't we offer a vegetarian dish at the lunch?
A.
I've been there a few times.
B.
It may be too late to change the menu.
C.
No, let's wash the dishes later.
Number 25.
Where does John usually store the extra supplies?
A.
There's one on the corner of Main Street.
B.
Sure, that might be a good idea.
C.
You'd better ask him.
Number 26.
I found a new supplier for the garden fertilizer we use.
A.
Do they have good prices?
B.
In the warehouse.
C.
We sold a lot of flowers.
Number 27.
How about holding a training seminar on the new database?
A.
Yes, I think we should.
B.
I've been there before.
C.
It went very well.
Number 28.
Didn't you organize the employee picnic last year?
A.
You can use the Milton Room.
B.
I've done it the past 7 years.
C.
No, it was free.
Number 29.
Would you take this memo to the finance department?
A.
Sure, I'll drop it off before the meeting.
B.
I had to pay a small fine.
C.
Right on the first page.
Number 30.
Shall I contact you by email or by phone?
A.
Okay, I'll take a look at the contract.
B.
Oh, did you?
C.
Actually, I'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Number 31.
Are you still working on the final budget?
A.
The decision was final.
B.
I usually start work at 9.
C.
I'm not, but Janet is.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, the chocolate cake here at your restaurant is delicious. Is there any way I could get the recipe?
Actually, our chef, David Wilson, is publishing a cookbook that'll be out in November, and he's included the recipe for his chocolate cake. It's a customer favorite.
Really? That's great. Will the book be sold here?
Yes, it will. In fact, if you leave your contact information, I'll make sure a book is signed by Chef David and set aside for you.
Number 32. What does the woman ask for? Number 33. Who is David Wilson? Number 34. What does the man offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, sir, here are your purchases. Thanks for shopping Quality First Foods. Would you like to fill out a short survey over there at the service desk? Then you'll receive a free gift card for a future visit.
I would, but the problem is I'm in a rush. I see there's a line at the service counter and I don't have time to wait.
That's okay. You can also fill out the survey online and submit it electronically. Then we'll mail the gift card to you.
Number 35. What is the man invited to do? Number 36. What problem does the man mention? Number 37. What does the woman suggest? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Christine. Do you know if any office supplies were delivered today? We're out of color toner for the printers.
I didn't see anything arrive.
I'm a bit worried because I can't print out my color handouts for this afternoon.
I have to go to a meeting in a few minutes, but I have the tracking number for the order. How about I forward it to you so you can follow up?
Number 38. What is the man asking about? Number 39. Why is the man concerned? Number 40. What does the woman offer to send the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'd like one ticket for the jazz concert at 7 o'clock.
I'm sorry, but there are no more tickets for tonight's concert. We do have some seats for the same performance this weekend, though. Are you interested in that show?
I won't be here then. I'm just in Vancouver for a friend's birthday celebration, and I fly back home tomorrow. Do you have any other suggestions for things to do?
Well, why don't you go to the Roussel Museum instead? It's nearby and they have a wonderful exhibit on Chinese calligraphy. I just saw it myself last weekend.
Number 41. What does the man say about the concert? Number 42. Why is the woman in Vancouver? Number 43. What does the man recommend doing? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Victoria. It's Kwame from the clinic. I know you're not scheduled to work today, but do you think you can come in? We're getting very busy over here.
I'm afraid I can't, Kwame. I'm presenting at the patient care workshop this morning.
Oh, I didn't realize you were a presenter. Well, good luck with that. I'm sure you'll do great.
Hey, why don't you call Greg? I know he's interested in picking up extra shifts. I'm sure he'll be happy to come in.
Number 44. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 45. Why is the woman unavailable? Number 46. What does the woman suggest? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Julie. How's the recruitment project going? What progress has been made in finding new employees?
Well, on Tuesday, I met with department managers to talk about what kinds of skills they'd like new team members to have. Now I'm adding this information to the job descriptions and will be posting them soon.
Great. The sooner you can advertise the available positions, the better. We've taken on so many new clients recently that we'll need more staff to complete all the work.
Number 47. What project is the woman working on? Number 48. What did the woman do on Tuesday? Number 49. What does the man say has recently happened at the company? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Long. This is Jacob from the landscaping company. I'm afraid we won't be able to start working on your garden tomorrow. The weather report's showing that there'll be heavy rain.
Well, you know I'm going to be out of town for 2 weeks starting this Thursday. I wanted to give you a key to the gate so you'd be able to keep working while I'm gone.
Okay, then what if I come by tomorrow anyway just to pick up the key?
If you wouldn't mind, I'll be at home until 10:30 in the morning.
Number 50. Why does the man postpone the project? Number 51. What does the woman say she will do on Thursday? Number 52. Why does the woman say,
"If you wouldn't mind"?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Tom, can I get past you to the fridge? I need some milk.
Sure. Have you tried this tea?
No, I'm not big on tea. I like the coffee they give us, though.
Yeah, I love working here. There are so many great benefits. Did you hear about the new vacation policy?
Yes, it's great, isn't it? Oh, hello, Anil. Anil, have you met Tom? Anil just started this week.
Nice to meet you, Tom.
You too, Anil. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks. Oh, we're out of coffee?
No, there's some here. Oops, I'm running late. Anil, I'll stop by later to show you how to use the time entry system.
Number 53. Where most likely is the conversation taking place? Number 54. What does Tom suggest about the company? Number 55. What does the woman say about Anil? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Ellington. Do you have a minute to talk about this month's production numbers?
I have a meeting soon, but go ahead.
Because of problems with two machines on the assembly line, we're not producing as many plastic bottles each day.
Really? Have any client deadlines been affected?
Well, no, not yet, but I'm worried we won't be able to meet them next month.
Okay, let's go over the figures later. I've got to get going.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. What does the woman mean when she says,
"I have a meeting soon"?
Number 58. What does the woman want to know? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Barbara. Nice to run into you. We've missed you since you left Allen Real Estate.
Kevin. Yes, it's been a while. That was a big decision to change companies. but I like my new job a lot.
That's great. How's the work different from what you did with us?
Well, I only handle commercial properties now, but I like being able to focus on one area.
Hey, I just had an idea. I'm organizing the annual meeting for the Real Estate Association this August, and I'm sure everyone would like to hear you speak about your career move.
I'd be happy to. Here's my business card. Just let me know the details.
Number 59. How do the speakers know each other? Number 60. What does the woman say she likes about her job? Number 61. What does the woman agree to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map.
How was the meeting?
Good. We talked about ways to increase sales.
And? Seems like we've tried everything.
Well, radio advertising's pretty effective, though I can't believe how much they charge. But one guy talked about easy changes to store layout. They just moved some displays around, and it really made a difference.
I've often thought we should move the shoe department from the back of the store to the front, so it's across from the store entrance.
And here's an even better idea. Put the shoes next to the fitting rooms. If people are trying on clothes in the fitting rooms, they'll probably want to get the shoes at the same time.
Number 62. What did the man recently do? Number 63. What is the man surprised by? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Where does the man suggest putting the shoe department? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and label.
Excuse me, I'm trying to change my diet, and I want to eat something different for breakfast. You know, something healthier, like maybe yogurt. Is there a yogurt that's low in calories but also has a lot of protein?
We have a lot of options you might like. Here's one of our most popular brands of blueberry yogurt. See, there's a lot of protein.
Nice. But my doctor told me I shouldn't eat a lot of sweet foods, and it would put me over the daily amount he recommended. That's more than 30 grams.
In that case, I'd suggest buying a plain version of this yogurt and adding your own fresh fruit.
Number 65. Why is the man looking for a certain product? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which of the ingredients does the man express concern about? Number 67. What does the woman suggest that the man do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Okay, sir. Your total for these two shirts is $45.
Oh, wait. I have a discount coupon I want to use while it's still valid. I think I've got it here somewhere. Oh, here it is.
Okay, thanks. It looks like the computer isn't accepting it. Let me take a look.
I see the problem. Is it okay if I go back and browse a bit more to see if there's anything else that I need?
Certainly. I can keep these shirts here at the register for you if you'd like.
Number 68. What is the woman doing? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Why is the coupon rejected? Number 70. What does the woman offer to do? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast.
This is 93.9 WGKP Radio, and now for the local news. Next week is the annual Millwood County Fair. The annual festival celebrating Millwood's agricultural heritage will open with a parade Friday at noon on Elm Street and end with a fireworks show on Saturday night after dark. The weather is expected to be sunny and warm most of the week, but there could be rain showers on Saturday, so you may want to bring an umbrella.
Number 71. What is the radio broadcast mainly about? Number 72. What does the speaker say will happen on Elm Street? Number 73. What does the speaker suggest listeners do on Saturday? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Architecture Conference at the West Wind Eco Inn. This hotel was constructed last year using the latest energy-efficient, non-polluting materials. In addition, the lodge offers easy access to the surrounding forests and rivers that the region is famous for. We're very happy to host your group of international architects. I'm sure you'll have many questions about the efficiency and cost of the materials we've used and why you should consider using them in your own building designs.
Number 74. Where is the talk taking place? Number 75. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 76. What is mentioned about the materials used? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
And for today's entertainment news, renowned film company Doherty Films recently announced they'll be shooting a movie right here in Brayville. In fact, the crew is looking to lease a furnished apartment to film some of their main scenes in. In the movie, the apartment that is chosen will be owned by the award-winning actor Santiago Diaz's character. Now, if it were someone else, you might not be as enthusiastic to let a film crew into your home for several weeks. But this is Santiago Diaz we're talking about. To have your apartment considered for the film, fill out an application on the Doherty Films website.
Number 77. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 78. What is Doherty Films looking for? Number 79. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"But this is Santiago Diaz we're talking about"?
Question Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech.
Thank you, thank you. I feel truly honored by this award for Employee of the Year here at Flint & Gray Banking. At the beginning of the year, I was asked to develop a mobile application for our account holders that would track their bank activity and give them a summary of their spending trends over time. After 10 months of trial and error, we are now able to release a fully functioning application to our users. But I couldn't have done it without my team of programming specialists. They all did a fabulous job, so for that, please join me in giving them a warm round of applause. Come on up here, everyone.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 81. What most likely is the speaker's job? Number 82. Why does the speaker say,
"I couldn't have done it without my team"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following radio advertisement.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rajesh Sharma, Chief Eye Surgeon at the new Meadowbrook Laser Vision Correction Center. Our center has just opened at 4 Lombard Street, next to the Townsend Supermarket. You may be asking, why choose one of our doctors? Because we've performed thousands of vision correction procedures, many more than any other surgeons in the area. If you have a vision problem, our computerized laser surgery may be able to help. We're offering a free consultation to our first 100 customers, so act now. Come in and see us today.
Number 83. What most likely is being advertised? Number 84. According to the speaker, why should listeners choose this business? Number 85. What special offer is being made? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you all to today's seminar on telephone sales techniques. As you know, we're getting ready to introduce our new software program, and we've decided to focus on telephone marketing as a way to generate interest in our product. Today, we'll explain how to persuade people during a short telephone conversation to meet with you for a product demonstration. Your goal will be to set up a face-to-face meeting. Now we're going to get started by listening to a few recorded conversations between potential customers and our most successful salespeople.
Number 86. What is the company preparing to do? Number 87. What goal does the speaker set for the listeners? Number 88. What will listeners most likely do next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Hi, everybody. Quick announcement about this weekend. Our office building will be undergoing some repairs Saturday morning, and the electricity will be off for about 3 hours. For any of you planning to come in on Saturday, power should be restored by 1 o'clock, so you might want to wait until later to come in when everything's up and running. I'll notify you by email once the work's done.
Number 89. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 90. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"You might want to wait until later to come in"?
Number 91. What does the speaker say he will do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Ms. Feldman. This is Geraldine Whitney at the Metropolitan Hotel. You asked about the art exhibitions that'll be showing while you're in the city for your sales meeting. I wanted to let you know that the current contemporary art show at the Andrews Museum has had great reviews. It's really very popular right now. If you're interested, the hotel can get tickets and put them aside for you. That way you'll have admission to the museum without having to wait in a long line to pay the fee. So please let me know if you'd like me to do this. And anyway, I hope you enjoy your stay in the city.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the call? Number 93. What does the speaker mention about the Andrews Museum? Number 94. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and order form.
Hello, this is Ellen calling from Pennington Technology. I wanted to follow up with you about the catering order form that I emailed you last week. It's for the board meeting our company's holding tomorrow. I'd like to double the number of beverages since it'll be a long meeting and people might get thirsty. Also, I wanted to let you know that when you arrive at our company's office, you'll have to check in at the security desk to pick up a visitor's badge. I've already let the security guard know, so there should be a badge ready for you.
Number 95. What type of event is being catered? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which quantity on the original order form is no longer accurate? Number 97. What is the listener asked to do tomorrow? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
I'd like to start our meeting by reviewing the results of the customer feedback survey. This was given to all our passengers who took flights with us last year. As you can see, we're doing well for the most part, but there's one area that's definitely lacking. For the rest of the meeting, I'd like everyone to think of ways we can address the area with the lowest rating. We've got a lot of competition, and we want to make sure travellers continue to choose us as their main airline. As you present your ideas, I'll write them on the whiteboard and send out a summary afterwards.
Number 98. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What does the speaker want the listeners to discuss? Number 100. What will the speaker do after the discussion? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.